On the day the full legislature was to begin interviewing candidates for a commissioner's seat, the Government Affairs Committee sought the attendance of Water Authority leaders. Robert Anderson, the Water Authority chairman, says there was a scheduling conflict, a Finance Committee meeting of their own, and thus they could not attend. Anderson would not discuss questions about the Water Authority, but did take exception to suggestions that the contract of Earl Jan, the executive director, includes a so-called golden parachute.
This corruption of facts, as far as I'm concerned, stating that it's a golden parachute, is they're misleading the public, and it's not fair.
Jan, if removed as the result of a politically related change of control, could be paid up to $400,000. Anderson says the contract is designed to protect the board, but Patrick Burke, who chairs the legislature's Government Affairs Committee, says the authority has some explaining to do about that contract and other issues.
We had the Western New York, the Brotherhood of Western New York Water Workers here, who says they've been without a contract for a year. So you have the guys in the ditches and the blazing heat and the freezing cold. They're without a contract, but the guys at the top are taking care of themselves. I wanted them to answer that question.
Burke says the legislature has authority over ECWA, including commissioner's salaries, and he's willing to cut them as a means to gain the authority's cooperation. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.